Let's talk a little bit about bevacizumab, and specifically, I'm curious where things are with your AVANT study looking at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. Can you talk about the design of that study, where you are in terms of accrual, and also where you are with relationship to the other major adjuvant Bev study, the NSABP-COAT study?
Okay. Well, the AVANT study is a study that was designed to explore the use of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting for patients with high-risk stage 2 and stage 3 colon cancer after resection. Patients receive 6 months of FOLFOX or XELOX, and a third of the patients receive just FOLFOX. A third of the patients receive XELOX plus bevacizumab together for 6 months, and then bevacizumab for a whole year, for another 6 months to complete a whole year. And a third of the patients will receive FOLFOX plus bevacizumab for 6 months and 6 months of additional bevacizumab to complete a year as well. We were able to accrue 3,450 patients. The trial has included all the patients that had been planned. We had a little bit of a delay in the accrual of the patients because of some problems with some toxicities that were unclear during the development, during the trial, and we had to analyze them before the trial could be completed. We end up with the decision that this toxicity was not undue, and the trial was allowed to go to completion by the IDMC. With this brief delay, we got behind the NSABP-COA trial, so we do expect that the results for the COA to be available a few months before the results for the AVANT trial. The trial has gone well. It's on schedule, but we don't expect any results until 2010, perhaps in the second semester of 2010 or early 2011.
What about toxicity findings in AVANT? Anything yet?
We're looking into that, and hopefully we'll be able to present the early toxicity profile in one of the upcoming meetings. We do have some toxicity reported from the NSABP-COAT, and we do not expect it to be tremendously different.